New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
Today is Wednesday, July 23rd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Oh, shit. Today is Wednesday, July 24th, 2019, and my name is Adam. I'm leaving it in. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where I talk about my life every day. And just a reminder, you guys are supposed to be emailing me. I know I have three or four listeners, and I've only gotten a response from, a couple. So if you've already responded, you don't have to feel like you need to respond again, but I wanted ideas what an intro that I should do. And I also wanted, and it's just a script. It's not like music and all that. It's just like, here is what I think you should say at the beginning, of your show. So you guys get on that. Send me an ideas, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And if you're chosen as the winner, you'll have my gratitude. And I don't know, maybe something else. We'll see how it goes. The other thing I wanted was I wanted you guys to give me feedback on what segments you'd like me to bring back. We have celebrity birthdays that I could do maybe once a week. We have the news segment, which I've already kind of brought back because I've done that a couple of times. We have, I don't remember what the other segments were, but celebrity death phone. Anything that was in dubious intent is fair game because dubious intent is no longer, and, I'm a fan of segments, so we should definitely do some segments on this since I'm going to be doing it every day. I was trying to think if there was anything that I had really to talk about. I will say this. So Mark watches news every morning, so we turn on Good Morning America, and this morning today was the Mueller report. Or the where he was testifying in front of Congress. And I just want to say, I'm not political, and this is not a political show, and I don't want to be political, but I did have a couple of thoughts on that. First of all, I just wish that we could all be adults. I really wish that we could all be adults, and I feel like both the Democrats and the Republicans, basically all politicians, are not being adults at the moment, or maybe ever, because I'm just more aware of the whole political scene at the moment, and I just haven't been aware of it in the past. That's very likely, I'm because I've never been a very political person, but the fact that Trump is so outrageous and so full of hate, I mean, his whole campaign, the way he wins is by stirring up fear and anger. And I hate it. And so maybe that's why I'm like more aware of everything than I was in the past. But Democrats and Republicans both are just childish. They're just so childish about the way they act. I mean, I've been watching some C-SPAN, just some of the committee meetings and stuff. And the way they behave is not a way that I would normally say that an adult should behave. Like, we don't behave that way in meetings at my job. You know, we don't. And I can't even give specific examples, but I think those of you who've watched some of these things on C-SPAN or other places, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, the discourse has become so fraught with just name-calling and backbiting and just, ugh, horrible things that you wouldn't even do in a meeting in a corporation. You'd get fired. So that's the first thing. But the other thing is, I think that it's important that we have these, you know, that he testifies. But a few things that I kind of gleaned from my 30 to 45 minutes of listening to this. One of them is he's only said what is already in the report. And he said before they ever made him come in, he's like, dude, I'm only going to say what was in the report. So there's really no need for me to come in at all because, you know, I'm going to repeat. And he literally, they would ask him a question and he would say, I'm going to refer you to the report on that question. He didn't even bother to like repeat what the report said or anything like that. It's just like, I'm going to refer you to the report. Oh, I'm going to refer back to the report on that one. Oh, yeah, look at my answer to that one on the report on page 5, you know, or whatever. And basically the Democrats, and this was called out by the Republicans, and I think rightly so, except the Republicans are just trying to do whatever they can to, I don't know, invalidate anything the Democrats, and the same with the Democrats, you know, to the Republicans. But the Republicans called out, they're like, the only reason that the Democrats want to have you testify is because they don't feel like that the report has been read by Americans. And so they want a chance basically to read the report because they know Mueller is not going to give any new information. He's just going to refer you back to the report. But then they take that opportunity to read that segment of the report on TV. And I agree with that, but I do also agree that probably a lot of Americans haven't read it, and maybe, you know, this is a good way of getting people to actually know what was in the report. On the other side, though, all Republicans were doing the whole time I was listening, and I assume this is basically what they did the whole time, is they tried to use every opportunity that they could to say, invalidate, you know, and say, oh, the whole second volume of the report. The big thing that I heard, you know, while I was listening to it was one of the Republican, and I don't even know, was this Senator, House of Representatives? I don't even know. But the person, the Republican guy who was asking the questions, he made a big deal about the fact that the guidelines that, you know, the law or whatever that allow for the special counsel and all that kind of stuff, they say that they're supposed to report on decisions made during the investigation, that was the whole purpose of the report. And he said, since Mueller and team never decided whether or not there was collusion or whether or not there was collusion worthy of indicting the president, that they shouldn't have even written volume 2 at all. He said it was a waste of time, it was a waste of money, and you shouldn't have even put it out because you didn't come up with the decision. So there was so basically they're spending the whole time trying to invalidate all of volume 2 that talks about collusion. The Republicans are just like, you shouldn't even have done it. You didn't come up with the decision. You shouldn't have put it out. It's just political ammo, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God. You know, the Republicans are saying we shouldn't be having this and that we're only having it so the Democrats can read the volume 2, basically. They're saying volume 2 should have never been written at all. The Democrats are making some valid points, I think, about, you know, collusion did exist, in my opinion. I don't know. Just crazy. But I guess this whole episode is going to be political. But he's not going to be impeached, but I just want a president that has integrity, that has empathy, that has kindness, that has all these good qualities that I want a president to have, inspires hope. inspires, you know, you to be a better person instead of a president that's ridiculous, tweets from the toilet every morning, angry things, has no integrity, he's just an icky person in my opinion. I don't like it. So I didn't really have anything else to talk about anyway in this episode. So there you go. All right. Well, I'm going to go to my rehearsal, last rehearsal, and then we have open dress rehearsal tomorrow. And I'm slowly getting better, but I still wasn't too happy with what I did last night. So hopefully it'll be even better tonight. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.